Without further ado, I'm going to wait for my colleague Dumelo Zulu to come into the studio now. We don't want to waste a single minute of this show.
Tell me about it.
And he's coming in now. Dums, a very good morning to you. How are you feeling today? This is our last program together.
I'm okay. Quite sad to, you know, to close a chapter of a journey that we started together, developed and honed together as a team. And yeah, I guess this is the end of it. And yeah, let's make the best of it.
Let's make the best of it. Dooms. Yeah. We're still going to come back though next week, Thursday, the whole
We're
team.
Still here the whole of next week. And then obviously on Friday, people can look forward to hearing all three of us on air. On Thursday next week, we're going to be talking to all those people who listened to African Dialogue over the years. I mean, I've been here with Channel Africa for now 8 years. And it's been an exciting journey to be part of a team where we set the agenda every day for people on what they'll be discussing on their daily basis. So, yeah, it has been quite a privilege and quite an honor to work with such a phenomenal team where we really worked well together. We were like an well-oiled machine.
We definitely were. Mm-hmm. Okay, Tim, let's save those tears for Thursday next week. Get on with it. So let's start with the state capture report. So the last edition was released.
Yeah, now the last edition of the state capture report that had went on in South Africa for quite a number of years, led by the now Chief Justice Raymond Zondo. Now in the last report of the state capture document there, you know, he makes quite a number of findings, and some of those findings are quite puzzling. In fact, in one of those findings, I'm going to briefly go through them. One of the findings that he finds that the current president, Cyril Ramaphosa, lied about the work of the State Security Agency when he was quizzed, the State Security Review Panel. When he was quizzed at the State Capture Commission, he has been found to have misrepresented the truths, and he lied under oath. So that's where now the commissioner finds, you know, Ramaphosa to have lied under oath. And obviously, there will be recommendations there that steps should be taken in mitigation of what the president had done. And again, there's an overwhelming probability that when you remember very well, the Gupta saga started with the landing at the Waterkloof Air Base. And Zondo suggests that the President Zuma actually knew about this and possibly authorized that the Gupta plane should land at a national key point. Again, one of the major, major findings and recommendations that he makes there is the fact that the Constitution of South Africa has to be reviewed. The Constitution of South Africa has to now be made in such a way that people are now able to directly elect a president, as opposed to the system now where you elect a party, then the party comes with their candidate to say this is our presidential candidate. Now it should happen like in the US. What happens that you vote for a face to say we're voting for this person to be a president, which is going to be really an interesting thing to see how many candidates are we going to end up having with people wanting to run for presidency. Now again, if you remember the suspended ANC Secretary General Ace Magashule, he's also been found to be wanting there. And one of the findings is that, or recommendations are that there should be criminal charges laid against him regarding the Estina Dairy Farm saga, as well as the asbestos in the Free State province there, where he was in favor of the Gupta-linked companies. And again, here at home, if you remember very well, there were cases with the TNA, the New Age Business Breakfast that was co-hosted by the SABC and ANN7, which was a Gupta-owned media company. And the recommendations are that former COO Claudio Motsweneng should be investigated and criminally charged together with the CEO at the time, which was Lula Mamukobo, who also should go through the same process. So it's a very interesting report to see that, you know, as opposed to people saying Chief Justice Raymond Zondo was a Ramaphosa person. In fact, he finds some of those findings. He finds Ramaphosa guilty to say that things like your cater deployment is actually illegal and actually not constitutional to have what you call cater deployment. So it's quite a number of those findings that find the ANC wanting there. And again, they've discredited Fiki Mentor. You remember one of the biggest whistleblowers. Fiki Mentor has been discredited as a very unreliable source of information and a someone who testified there at the commission because she had all her facts mixed up. There were a lot of criticism into Fiki Mentor. But now recently we know a name that has been coming up, Arthur Fraser.
Yes.
Now in that report, he's also being found wanting to say that when he worked at the intelligence offices, he had a parallel structure that was doing investigations parallel to the official structure or in the intelligence, which that should be probed as well. And when the NPA was suggesting to probe that, we understand that the capture report suggests that President Zuma said it's a security risk for the country. So those are some of the allegations that come up into that report. But I'm sure much of the analysis will be happening here on African Dialogue from Monday, and we'll be discussing in detail what really is this report saying and what are the things that the president is going to do, you know, his action plan to put into effect some of those recommendations by Chief Justice Raymond Zondo.
And then also yesterday, the Minister of Health putting a notice in the Government Gazette in terms of the mask wearing COVID-19 regulations.
You know, it was a moment where everyone went, you know, when you go, after we've spent almost 3 years wearing masks, it was very, very difficult to make conversations and communicate. You know, one of the communication features is to look at the person, look at their facial expressions, which was very, very difficult. But yes, South Africans are now not by law enforced or forced to wear their masks. It will be at their discretion. But I would assume that, you know, when you enter into buildings, there's that disclaimer, that right of admission is at is reserved. Every
those
building will have
still,
it's still at the behest of the company or the building that you're going into, where they will say yes, you can come in with or without a mask, or you know, but as it is, but now one of the biggest thing that came out also, as we're dropping the masks, then we have the first case that is recorded of monkeypox in the country, which of course we will, as Channel Africa, find out where this person, because this person does not have travel history, so it means he's the only one that's documented. There could possibly
more. Well, thank you so much, Dooms. Really, that's the last time we'll be hearing your spectacular assessment when you do the trending section. Thank you so much for all your hard work over the years, especially on that particular segment, making it always vibey, making it interesting, giving us all angles just to better understand what is going on and to understand what a social media or Twitters are saying out there about some of these very important topics. Now, as Dumelo said, next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, African Dialogue will be looking at some of those issues that he's highlighted there. The fact that the state capture report is out, what happens now, those important revelations that were made public, and the mask wearing, the regulations, the COVID-19 regulations, just better understanding what does the government actually mean here.